Welcome to Inside Ankama on Air.
Welcome to episode 32 of Inside Ankama on Air. Hurrah! We've made it through another week. It's a big accomplishment. We are here, as usual, to bring you all the news and action that's going on with Wakfu, Dofus, and the general Ankama lifestyle. We bring you an insider's perspective, and we keep you informed on what's going on in your favorite games. We are your favorite games, right? If we're not, don't tell us! So needy!
No, we are. It goes without saying.
It's true, we are. So I'm joined in the studio this week, as usual, with my cohorts in shenanigans, the tricky Wakfu CCM Troil.
The tricky Wakfu CCM, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Tricky.
Hi there.
I'm tricky.
I'm tricky and I like it.
And our mischievous podcast assistant, Masha.
I can't even pronounce that word, but thank you.
It's meant in good fun. Mm. Yeah. So I'm going to ask a leading question because we always like to start off with just a little bit of chit-chat because it's fun and I want to do it. So
chit-chat is good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I'm going to ask a leading question. Did you guys, Masha and Troil, did you do anything at all interesting since the last time we talked on the podcast?
Just business as usual, work.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Well, I have to disagree. I believe that there's even some video of some shenanigans that you got up to this past weekend.
Ah, that may be this video. Yes, I think I heard about it. But
well, we were actually at a convention in Germany this weekend, and we had the pleasure, that is Nadia and me, Nadia is my German colleague, had the pleasure to be joined by Troil.
Yes.
Who came with us and who helped us out at our Wakfu booth, because it was specifically a Wakfu booth, actually, right. I have to say. And so, yeah, you can see some videos of this on YouTube, actually, and I will let you type in the search word Dokomi, D-O-K-O-M-I, and the video with Troil is on the first page of the results, actually, because we were the first to post a video tagged Dokomi on Saturday morning. We filmed it very early, just before the convention opened, and uploaded it immediately. So we had a total of 3 videos posted almost live to YouTube on Saturday. So you might also see myself and also our colleague Nadia. And we're speaking German, though, but, well, you can still have a look. And we also have a little final video that I posted yesterday with some nice images of players fighting with swords and stuff. Very, very funny things.
Very nice video, yeah.
So
really cool.
It was a lot of work. It's a convention like this for us is a lot of fun and also a lot of work because we're there from 9 in the morning to 8 in the evening, and that's not counting the whole traveling and everything. Yeah. So
and smiling all the way and being nice. And,
yeah, well, you don't have any problems with that. That was perfect.
Yeah, well, smiling. I didn't have to do the talking, so of course that was easier for me. Unfortunately, if you watch the video, you will see how far my German skills go, and you will understand why I didn't do any talking.
It was very funny, actually. I can tell you that we had a Wheel of Fortune, and to spin it, you had to do a little quest in-game. It was involving to beat Lumberjack Jane, which is the second room of Incarnum, and you win an emote when you do this, and you win the emote, get
rage.
Angry, the rage emote. Yeah. And so in the last and the final video that I posted yesterday, you will see some players that are actually, in order to spin the wheel, you had to interpret this emote in real life at Troil.
Yes.
So he had actually people aggressing him for 2 days.
For 2 days.
Troil.
People being angry at me.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds like it. And it looks like you guys were having a good time on the video, too. I retweeted the video, by the way, if you want to follow me, I'm at ismarvelous. Okay. I retweeted it and we got some really funny, we had a funny little conversation.
Yes.
Very amusing.
We shared all German skills again.
That's right.
Schnitzel. Good to see
my German skills.
Yes.
Boy, that sounds good right about now. Am I right? So check those videos out. They're really cool. I love seeing them too. All right, that's enough chit-chat. Enough with the chit-chat.
Yeah.
We're going to be pros and we'll go on
professional to... again now.
That's right, exactly. We'll go on to the dopest news.
Inside on camera, on air.
You guys have probably seen this week we are continuing our blitzkrieg of teasing and teasing and teasing and teasing.
And we're and also you're teasing, right?
We're doing a little teasing.
Wow.
Tea what? Yeah.
We're doing a little trolling.
Trolling, yeah, right.
Yes, I think that some people are starting to lose their minds on the forums about with so much teasing. It's like tickling somebody. We can't stop, and you guys are begging us to stop, and we can't, and we won't. We've got like a couple more weeks of this, so hang in there, you guys, because the teasing is not going to stop. And we did some more this week with our newest Fargonaut video, the tour of the Class Temple. And this was a very well-received video, and everyone's very excited, and they just can't wait. But to alleviate the teasing just a tiny, tiny bit, because some of you, the pleas and begging and crying on the forum that we're getting is really starting to affect my sleep, because I'm feeling very guilty about how much everybody wants to know this information about when the class is coming out. I can't give you a date because I would be killed horribly. But
and we wouldn't want that.
No, we surely. No, no, we don't.
If I'm killed
that.
Horribly, there's nobody who's going to translate anything else for you guys. So, you know, it's sort of like a balance there. I stay alive, you continue to get information. Okay, so I will tell you that the initial in-game beta for the Fargonauts will be happening before or around the end of June, beginning of July. That's about as specific as I can be. And those will be, I can't give you any information about how you're going to get access to that beta yet, but it will be happening in that kind of area. So we've still got about another month to go before the first people get to actually try the class out. So hang in there. We've got much more stuff coming to keep your appetite whetted for this new class. And it's going to get more and more exciting as we go on. So hang in there. It'll be all right. All right. Speaking of teasing, we've also got the start of our 2.7 update madness that is going to begin within the next 7 days. We should have the first dev blog that will explain to you the first of the new features that's coming out with this update. I can't tell you what that is yet, of course, because once again, see before, horribly murdered. But it is coming, and we will let you guys know about that on the forums and the website and Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else in the world. But it's going to be so good. I wish I could tell you about it. We'll talk about it next week. Next week. Next week. Save it for next week, Ismar. You can do it. Okay. That's about all we have for Dofus this week. So thanks a lot for listening to more teasing. More and more. I'm really sorry, but it'll be over soon. Yeah. Before you know it. And now that Dofus News is done, it's time for a moment, an instant, a brief span of time. How long is it?
A minute.
That's right. With our podcast assistant. Let's roll that jingle.
Are you ready?
La minute de l'assistante.
Welcome to La Minute de l'Assistance. My name is Masha Chan. I'm the official podcast assistant, and I tell you some of those things you weren't even aware you wanted to know. Last time, we talked about all kinds of breaks here in our offices. This week, it's going to be all about music.
Ooh.
Oh.
We all like music.
Yeah.
Yes.
One might think that there's no room for music in our offices. After all, we all spend our time writing, designing, and creating, thinking, and inventing. And of course, we're in an open space. See an earlier La Minute de l'Assistante. Music seems to have no room here. But you are completely wrong. Music is all over our offices. Music is in all of our ears. And no, I'm not talking about the repeated mobile phone ringtones of our beloved colleagues. No, I mean actual music. You must know that if you would come into our offices during working hours, you would see most of us with headphones on our ears. We all love to listen to music when we work. Now, let's see. First of all, we have our Spanish team. There's those who like to have punk rock or indie rock in their ears, like, say, Sum 41 or Blink 182. It's a lot of numbers and words and stuff. Others rather fancy tech and deep house, as well as minimal techno, and particularly like the Berlin scene. Oh, hi, Miguel.
Hi, Miguel.
For its culture and its clubs. In the Portuguese department, you could hear good rock music if you pick up the headphones, but you also might find some folk music with Zach Condon's Beirut. When asked, our Portuguese colleague even admitted to listening to music from animated kids series she watched during her childhood. Insider! Our Italian colleague loves, as she tenderly says, Italian stupid music, as well as simple pop music. Here she agrees with my German colleague Nadia, who loves pop music above every other music style. Finally, our French colleagues fancy very different styles of music. You can, for example, hear some bossa nova or English pop music, as well as soundtracks from movies, series, and video games, or even some Sigur Rós. Wow! Imagine we would all listen to our music without the headphones. I guess that would sound something like this. Yeah,
oh,
no, that wouldn't be nice.
No, not really.
So, Ismar and Troel, what kind of music do you listen to when you work?
Actually, usually I like to listen to music when I work. I just don't know why. I just didn't get used to it yet at Ankama. So, but would I actually be listening to music? Usually I would more be listening to kind of aggressive stuff, actually. I like to have the loud music. Maybe that's why actually I don't do it, because I would probably be annoying my colleagues. But yes, it's a lot of very kind of aggressive stuff. So a lot of heavy metal, punk rock, and some bit nicer stuff, but rockabilly and all of that. So yeah, might be better, but I don't listen to that right now.
Okay.
In the office.
And you, Ismar?
Well, let's see. Oh gosh, my music tastes are really eclectic. So I have just a ton of everything in there. But I like I'm stuck in the 90s. I've got a lot of The Eels and Nirvana and let's see what else. I've got a bunch of game soundtracks, especially like the soundtracks to Psychonauts and the Myst soundtracks are a favorite of mine. But I also...
That's a very nice one.
Yes.
I love that one so much. I hear it and I'm like, I'm back in there. There it is. The land is all laid out before me.
Wonderful game.
Opens my imagination.
Yeah. That's very nice.
What about you, Masha?
Well, I usually listen to jazz music like Wes Montgomery or Lisa Ekdahl, but I also like, sometimes I like stupid in very large brackets, you know, stupid music, like, you know, some very, very simple rhythmical music. And I also fancy some Creative Commons groups like Graphics Groove. They do really great ambient jazz music that is really great for working because it doesn't
interfere with your mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's a really good thing. Okay. Well, that's it for La Minute de l'Assistante this week. What kind of music do you listen to? Tell us in an email. Can I say the email address?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
To insideankama.en@ankama.com.
I better watch myself. She's coming for
good.
Me.
Yes.
She's coming for me.
Stay tuned for next week's episode where it's going to be all about candy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That sounds delightful.
Inside Ankama on air.
Thank you so much. That was so informative. I actually wasn't aware that that we had Bossa Nova fans in Ankama. Wow. All right. Good to know. Well, thank you very much. And now it's time for Wakfu.
Yeah.
With Troil.
Wakfu news. Ha la la la.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You should do that more often.
It was a very bad impersonation.
Are you mocking me, Troil?
No. No. No.
You would
no.
never dream of it, right?
No. I'm not that guy. Wakfu. Well.
Oh my God! You just. Oh my God! You just put it back into my head. The guy that was coming by our booth in Germany.
Well, didn't we say we would do it?
Oh my God. He was coming. Whenever he would walk by our booth,
yeah,
he would do, Wakfu!
Yeah. That was...
It was was so annoying.
It was horrible in a nice way.
Yeah, right. So in the end, he came by and he didn't do it. So I screamed after him, "Wok Fu!"
Yes. And he answered.
Yeah, he answered, yes. Okay, so I don't think he's listening to us, but if you are, greetings to you.
Yes, random wakfu screamer.
Random wakfu
right in
guy.
Give us your name so that we can attribute the scream of wakfu.
Yeah, maybe he's actually a player, who knows?
Maybe.
So, back to wakfu. I wanted to give an update on the playtesters. We said we had playtesters that joined us recently, and since they are very active and they are being involved in a lot of things and we're actually asking a lot from them, I thought I could give you an update on what they're actually working on right now, because that's the main objectives right now of the development. So what they are working on right now is that, well, the spell experience system, of course, they helped designing the spell experience system, giving their input as players. They also will be helping testing it. We will have, of course, a testing phase. I know that a lot of you are asking if we're testing our content. Well, yes, we do. And they will be testing it, not alone, of course, along with a testing team. They're also working on a rebalance of the PvP mechanics. Basically, not only the balance of the classes in PvP, but also the overall mechanics of PvP. Because, of course, some of you already complained about the fact that a lot of PvP fights are just ended in two turns or something. Because, yeah, the damages are so high that, yeah, characters cannot survive very long. And this is not the design of the game. This is not the way it's meant to be. So they're working on trying to rebalance that and get the fights way more tactical and way... well, basically a bit longer to make them more tactical. That's one of their goals right now. And the last thing, the main reason why they are here at first was actually for the character classes and rebalance the character classes. I can tell you that right now they are working on the Sadida. Yes. Next thing. Well, we just published the news and we actually released it already. The Gobsage came to Wakfu and is now available in the game as a new world boss. It's going to be appearing in the wild estates of every nation, and as usual, as a world boss with a time window from 24 to 72 hours. And that allows me to actually also mention something about the world boss system, because it was already posted on the forums, but it went a bit unnoticed because it was in a thread that was not so active. But Zeorus, who is the game designer in charge of monsters and world bosses, already said that the world boss system is going to change. Nobody is satisfied with it. We first are not satisfied with it. And there will be a new world boss system because, we don't like the system right now where everyone has to camp the spot and just hope that the world boss is actually going to spawn. And you actually have to first pass the guild that is going to be camping it and probably killing you anyway before you can actually get to the world boss. So this is going to be changing. I don't know yet when we're going to talk about it, but just have it in mind. It's going to be changing. Last thing I wanted to mention, we have a new contest on the forums. One of our game masters organized a contest. It's called Hide the Goblin. And basically, it's a screenshot contest. We have a small goblin picture and you have to include it in a screenshot and the goblin has to be hiding. And so you have to be creative and try to find the best spot in the game where you would actually hide a goblin. That's it. And this contest is going to be running until 11th of June. So that's in 2 weeks, I think. I will be selecting the winners as usual, and I will be announcing the winners on the Inside on Gamma on Air.
Wahoo! All right.
Yes.
Sounds like a busy week in Wakfu.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yeah.
Ask Masha.
No, don't ask me.
I gave Masha a significant look over the microphone.
No comments.
Never mind. All right, moving on. That was awkward. Okay, on to questions. I believe that we have quite a lot this week.
We had a lot of questions.
Yes.
Really very, very many questions. Thank you very much to all of you. Unfortunately, we cannot answer all of them on the podcast because that would just take us 45 minutes only answering questions. Uh-huh. So what we decided to do with Ismar is that we're going to answer a couple of your questions on the podcast and the other ones in the podcast news.
Yes.
So you will still get all of them answered.
Yes,
so
indeed.
No worries. You will have your answers today. So in any case. So, but I have some questions here. The first one is from Kimonzi from the server Rosal. Who would like to know, during this kind of events like the Epic NPC Theater, are people from the other servers allowed to join? Let's say Ermine. It was said that it was an international server, but some English players, including me, didn't know it was on the English community. But can they still participate in the same events? Thank you in advance.
Generally speaking, if the event is not taking place on the server, then as long as your contest entry is in English, you can participate. Generally speaking, I only have admin control over 6 servers. Rushu, Rosal, Sheikah Solar, Zaitoshuan, and Dark Vlad. This means I am not allowed to run events on Ermine. That is why the English community on Ermine is usually left out when it comes to events that are run for the English community. But when it comes to events that are run independent of the servers, such as our Movie Mayhem contest, which is going on right now, as long as your entry is in English, I'm okay with it. Bring it on. You'll get your prize because I assign those prizes to the account, not to your character. So come on, Ermine people. If you want to enter an Inside Ankama Epic NPC Theater, please do.
Yes, and the same thing goes, of course, for the German players as well.
That's right.
For the Wakfu server, anyway. And so, of course, you're welcome to participate, as long as it's not taking place on any specific server.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much, Ismar. I have another question, and actually they go together. So, the first one is from Baij Kid, I suppose.
Okay.
Is there any intention on creating an English-speaking role-playing server for Dofus? And the next question is from Sirius Sam from the Solar server, who would like to know why he can't select the mercenary alignment, because I saw it on some other servers like Rosal. So what about it?
Okay, so these two questions are kind of related because the mercenary alignment is a role-playing alignment. This alignment was originally created by a guild of players who wanted to role-play mercenaries. They wanted to role-play killing other people for pay. And they wanted to do it in a way that they took on characters and played it as characters. So this alignment was created long, long time ago for this guild on Jiva. And it has also been replicated on Jal and I believe one other Spanish server. But unfortunately, the developers have decided that this alignment is not really behaving in a way that has been good for the game. It's very difficult to run because it's run by a GM and players. Therefore, when somebody who's running it quits, the alignment shuts down until somebody can be found to replace them. It's very, very difficult to do. That's why they are no longer supporting the mercenary alignment. When all of the players who are playing mercs right now quit, there will be no more mercs anywhere. They will not give more merc guild stuff to anyone. Therefore, we will not have a mercenary alignment in the English community. This is not such a bad thing because right now we don't really have a big role-playing community in the English community, which, you know, is okay. It's fine. That's our play style. It's no big deal. But it's just one of those things where it sounds like it would be cool, but the way that it's run is maybe not compatible with the way most people think it would be run. So, no third alignment. Sorry.
Okay.
And this also means that because we have such a small demand for roleplay, we probably will never open a roleplaying server. In fact, this has been discussed on the French side, who have a very rich tradition of roleplay, and they have decided that they will not open a roleplay server. You could roleplay wherever you like, of course.
Yeah, sure.
We won't have a server.
You can even open a roleplay guild, for example. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of those on the German Wakfu server.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yes. If you are interested in roleplaying, I would really recommend going onto the forums and looking in the Spitting Bork Tavern section of the forum, because that is where we have our fanfic and roleplay threads. So that's a great place to meet like-minded role players who will develop your characters together.
Yes, we actually have an actual role-playing category on the German Wakfu forums.
That's right.
Where there's not much activity there, but you can still go on there and write something, and I think you will find some people who think the same way.
I agree. It's a niche interest in this game, but it's a very good one, I think, and I would love to see it grow. So
absolutely.
If you have any ideas, and this is to everyone in general, if you have any ideas for how to increase role-play, please just send me a PM or send me an email at insideankama.ian@ankama.com.
Good. And I think we had a question for Wakfu too.
Yes, we had a question, and it was from Zeitzbach. And I hope I'm saying it right, or it might be Zeitzbach. I know you're very active on the forum, so don't hesitate to tell me. You're probably going to react on the post anyway. I start to know you. So Zeitzbach wanted to know about, first, a character named Joris from the Wakfu series, who is the ambassador of Bonta, if I'm right.
That's correct.
Yes. He wanted to know if this character would be any time implemented into the game. And I actually asked Azael, who is the lead game designer of the game, who actually thought this was a very good idea. Unfortunately, he told me this is not planned yet, but he actually really liked the idea and said if you have any suggestions or any input on how this could be done, he would very much welcome any suggestions, because he really liked the idea, actually. So that was good.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So don't hesitate to let us know at the email address aforementioned.
InsideEnkama.in@ankama.com.
Yes, exactly. And there was a second part in the question. Zeitbar wanted to know something that all of you want to know, is if the AP glitch is actually going to be fixed anytime with the fake glyphs. And I can say yes.
Yay!
Yes, it is. It has been acknowledged, it has been investigated, and it is being fixed.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Perfect. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you all so much for sending in your questions. Yes. And now that we're done answering your questions for now, it's time, I think, for the final, most wonderful, most fantabulous part of the entire podcast.
Epic NPC Theater.
Epic NPC Theater!
I'm going to say yay now. Yay!
Oh my god, she said yay.
Listen to last week's performance.
That's a wonderful idea. Yes.
Which was your performance, Ismar.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Becoming a fishmonger is not easy. No. It's not easy at all. Even if you can bear the slimy, sticky goop all day long, and even if you can stand the horrible smell from sunrise to sunset or even longer, well, you still have to cut the damn heads off of these nasty creatures. Do you really want to spend your life doing that?
Fantastic!
Oh, boy.
Bravo!
I don't know where that came from. That just sort of bubbled up out of nowhere.
So who was that?
Well, that was actually a double NPC. We're not the only ones. Wakfu is not the only ones who reuses texts. That was the NPC Bishphone in Astrub and Rupi Shippon in Sifokia. I was really thinking of Rupi because we were talking about the Foggernauts, mm-hmm. and they're related to Sifokia, so... Good job, everyone who answered. Mm-hmm. We had a ton of entries this week, and I went ahead and counted everyone who answered either Bishphone or Rupi Shippon. They were correct. So, yay to you guys. Good job. But the winner that we drew out of all of the entries was Hippie Hoppy.
Bravo!
Bravo!
Bravo, Hippie Hoppy.
Congratulations.
Hippie Hoppy. I like this name.
It's just so cute. I really liked it. And he has won a Buzz set and a Fenor pet.
Fantastic.
Yay. Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations. I think we have to set something straight for last week.
We need to set the record straight because we had a bit of a controversy.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. There was a little misunderstanding with the texts, and I think it was partially my fault also.
So we had some very intrepid people who I think that Oomoka, one of our eternal listeners, actually went and took screenshots of the NPCs in-game. So if you really want to see all the documentation for exactly which NPCs are the correct answer last week, go to our episode 31 thread and you can see everything. It's totally clear. We messed up and we're sorry. Oh my gosh, we're so sorry.
Yeah. So I have a suggestion. I don't know if Troll is going to agree with me, but I would like to suggest that we give out a little prize to all of the participants from last week.
Yes.
I think that's
even
fair.
All of those who sent in a wrong answer. Yep. We don't care. I mean, okay, if you're okay with that, we can do that.
Yeah, that's okay. Actually, I wanted to anyway apologize because I didn't have time yet to give the rewards to the two winners we announced.
They will still get the rewards.
Yeah, they will still get their rewards. I just wanted to apologize to them because I didn't have time to unswear. Didn't forget about you. I'm just,
So we're going to make you a little package with some candy and some stuff. And you will get it directly in-game in your, in your present gift interface.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
We are.
We don't. We don't want to do this incorrectly. We love you guys. And we don't want to intentionally do things that are wrong.
Absolutely.
So, with that embarrassing incident behind us, I believe that maybe it's time for a new epic NPC theater performance.
Yes, sounds like it.
Wakfu people, are we going to have a reprise of our ego clash?
We're gonna have to see. I don't really know how it's gonna go this time because. It might be complicated or it might be easy. We will see.
You have to do better than 12.
Yes, that's right, 12.
And don't forget, wrong answers count too.
That's right.
So
we'll count everyone who answered.
Even if you're not sure, send in your answer anyway.
It counts only if it helps me.
That's right. Support. Support your CCM.
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
I'm psychologically.
Gather yourself.
Yes.
Breathe in.
Yes.
Breathe out. Breathe in and action.
Cum voles mihi, factum esum bonus.
Oh. That was mysterious. Did you just cast a spell on me? Don't lie now, Troil. Did you just cast a spell on me?
I won't say.
Ah!
Okay.
I couldn't be up all night trying to figure it out.
That's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, there was quite a hint in there. I mean,
there is a hint. There is a hint, but this is not something that you can...
Language hint.
You know, you can't just look for this on the internet because you would have to know how to write all of those words.
That's why I say it's complicated. But it should be easy.
Okay,
I think so too.
There's
only one NPC.
I think there's only one.
Like
yes, I think there's only one NPC talking in Latin. Yes, that's it.
All right, well, if you are somebody who knows the name of that one NPC, please send us your guess along with your account display name, not your login, never ever your login, to us by email to insideankama.en@ankama.com. Please make sure to include the subject line Epic NPC Theater in your message so that I will know that you are entering in our contest.
But the whole thing with the never your login, it's it was very funny because I'm doing a little show for the German players and they're listening to us and I actually got that response last week. So I said on the show, please don't send your login, and I had several people on the chat saying, never your login. So it works.
Yes. Oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, good. That's excellent. I'm flabbergasted by how wonderful that is.
Gonna have to put a Isma copyright or something eventually.
I'm finally a meme! Yay! My lifetime goal achieved at last. Okay, so we will draw the winners from all of the correct answers that we get next week
and
on
we will get
the podcast.
Many.
Yes, that's right. Lots.
Many.
Lots,
yes.
Right?
A lot.
Yes.
Show your love for Troil.
Yes, please.
Send in your answers.
Inside on camera, on air.
We're going to end this because, man, it's hot in here, you guys.
It's horrible.
We are sweating like you would not believe. So we're all going to go and lounge in the pool for a while, I think.
That's how we sacrifice for you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we suffer.
Before we melt away, we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
See you next week. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Inside on camera, on air.